JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
What a great way to start the day.
Just a fun way to start the day.
Perfect way to start the day.
He likes to start each day the same way.
He says it's nice to start the day with a victory.
Not a bad start to the day.
Never start the day without a good piece of toast.
My days start poorly because of the shape I'm in.
Now to help you start the day.
3, 2, 1.
Yo, JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, April 17th. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I can barely hear there? You.
Hello, I know the microphone. I had to get I had to hit it like 7 times to get it to go on.
I still barely hear you.
Can you still barely hear me? Can you hear my voice now?
That's all right.
I mean, if you pull the headphone off, he is 3 feet from you. So,
yeah,
you
know. I like to kind of hear how it sounds.
I mean, we were playing with microphones yesterday. So it's like you want to make sure they're
what?
So good morning, Lauren. How
good
are you?
Good morning. While you were pushing buttons, you became briefly Irish. What was that? I don't know what happened.
Just trying to be Southern.
Southern, okay.
Wow, all right, good. Okay. This is starting off good. JP is stroking again. He's got a stroke.
We're Nebraskan.
Stroking again.
Yeah, we talk like this in Nebraska, apparently.
Really? On that show that premiered last night?
Yeah, pretty much. There's some Southern draw going on.
Pam Greer, she's the sheriff and the owner of the
bar. Hey, y'all, Pam Greer. I'm a Nebraskan, been a Nebraskan forever.
Yeah.
Life is good in Nebraska.
Has Larry the Cable Guy done that to us?
Yeah,
he's the most recognizable Nebraskan, and he does the Southern drawl thing.
I told you my best friend who makes appearances on the show every once in a while, Rival Dad, because he's better than me at everything.
Yeah.
He's got a brother, Jordy, who's a great dude. Jordy sounds like he's from the Deep South. He's never not lived at a Pawnee City in Lincoln, Nebraska. But when you talk to him, like, you'd think you were talking to a Southern gentleman.
How does
it's
that
just
happen?
Crazy. I don't know, but he's one of the best damn people I know, so it's fine. Nigga, I don't care. It's good.
Just the way it goes.
Like, have you been on vacation recently?
Yeah, no, he just has this real like
Alabama
Southern draw. Southern draw. And when you, think of what a like Southern, like kind of not redneck, but like Southern, he works on a farm guy. That's him.
Yeah.
Dirty jeans at all times.
Plantation owner.
Hands are probably dirty. He's been working. Even like he wakes up and probably somehow in his sleep had tilled the field or something, you know, something along those lines.
Like, how are you dressed like Pigpen?
Right, it's ridiculous. Now, I mean. Hey, yesterday, my daughter, who's recently just turned one, little Bales.
Yeah.
We've been giving her little tippy cups, little sippy cups.
Sure.
It's pretty much a tippy cup because she took it yesterday and I was like, all right, honey, here you go. And you're not supposed to be able to peel the top off. She grabs it, peels it off, and just dumps it on her head and starts laughing. I was like, So then I change her. Now I'm going to try to teach her how to do this again. Boop. Oh,
she's
not
your
again.
Daughter. She's your
you
daughter.
Tell her how to do it.
Sure.
She's my lady.
She just wants a party.
Not again. And she just thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
It's now hilarious. It's a game.
It is. It was fun. She's awesome.
Like
you
tossing
have to
things
the
off.
Lids the, on.
Yep. It's like tossing things off the high chair. Just like, I'm going to do it over and over.
Yeah.
And over.
Although she out-ate my son yesterday for dinner. My poor Carter man, like he just doesn't eat a lot. And his little 1-year-old sister, and you try the old, hey, your sister's beating you right now, buddy. She's eating more than you. He doesn't care.
Right.
Yeah, who cares?
He's like, I'm full.
Yeah, butterball, enjoy.
You have a point.
He's like, enjoy a little butterball.
No, Sarah could do that. Sarah, who's 6 now when she was 1, could totally out-eat her older brothers.
Oh, my God.
Like, did you just put down a whole bowl of pasta? Just like giant things of spaghetti? They'll do that. When they're growing, they're growing.
Yeah, that was Christian when he was little and still to this day.
Did you ever say on air what your 16-year-old now son got for his birthday?
I don't think we did.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so Tristan, he wanted a new baseball bag, which he got. He also wanted money, which he got.
He
told his grandparents, he's like, hey, you go to Sam's Club a lot. Can I just get a bunch of food? And so they brought him home like a full container, like a whole bunch of cans of ravioli.
A pallet of them. They usually come in like 18 can pallets.
Yeah, a pallet of mac and cheese. A pallet of ramen.
Is your son going to play offensive line this year? Is that his plan? He'll be back on the football field?
He needs to play football. But
that is the most 16-year-old boy possible gift.
Yeah. Seriously.
So we had the party on Sunday. By Tuesday, there were 7 cans of the ravioli left.
Was he mad you ate them all?
No, I took one can. I did take one because I was like, I love some ravioli, and I had it for lunch. I didn't heat it in the microwave because you got to eat it cold.
Yeah, you
got to
eat
it
room temperature. That's the rule.
Like, there was only like 7 cans left.
Yeah.
Like, how does that even happen between Sunday and Tuesday? It's like we didn't have that.
Because those
for
are the best foods ever.
Yeah. On Sunday.
Like, give me SpaghettiOs and meatballs until my face explodes.
Exactly. Thank you, SpaghettiOs.
Oh, my God.
I've never had SpaghettiOs.
I've never in my life had a can of SpaghettiOs.
Oh, I'm so sad for you. We'll have to bring some in.
Yes. Right.
And while we're dyeing our hair red, we can do we can have some SpaghettiOs and meatballs.
You know that's only going to work on Liz.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'll bleach my hair first. It'll work on his.
It should work on my gray hair.
Yeah.
Gray hair doesn't die. Gray hair is really hard to dye.
He'll look super punk.
I don't know, dude. There's dudes all over the world that they have gray beards, but actually they're brown at times. So it'll happen. We could do that because there's nothing better in this world than a little bowl of SpaghettiOs and meatballs.
Oh, God.
And you got to make sure you get a meatball and as many SpaghettiOs with it as possible because you got to spread out those meatballs.
Yep.
You only get so many.
Not very many.
No, yeah, you only get so many meatballs.
You can save them.
Those things are heaven.
Where are they? I'm going to put them over here on the edge just so I know where they are.
I've convinced my wife. My son loves those things because I eat them.
Yeah. Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Now that we've gotten you a lot hungry, get the show started with your chance to win $1,000. Yeah. Cash and concerts coming up.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
Does this count as kicking yourself?
Man, that's not nice.
It's a 58. None of this is nice.
That was, geez.
It's a 58-year-old woman.
Coming in strong there, JP.
Well, Michelle Jackson from Louisiana. Last week, her 59-year-old boyfriend dumped her for good after a 6-year on-again, off-again relationship.
Okay.
And that made Michelle so angry.
Yeah.
That she did the only logical thing.
Yeah, what'd she do? She said bye, moved out, never talked to him again, and found a new boyfriend?
Actually, no. She later that night, while he was sleeping, she grabbed his prosthetic leg and started hitting him with
it. Okay, so like when I said that other thing, this was my second guess. Like it was either one direction or the other. You know what I mean?
As you do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like either that or she beat him with his own leg. Yeah, one of those two.
So she, yeah, that's how she broke up with him.
Man!
And got arrested.
So my neighbor, I think she'll be okay with me saying this. So my neighbor, her father lives in South Dakota.
Okay.
He's a farmer. And he got his arm caught in like a little, I don't know, when you're doing the field and you got the big
implement.
Machine and the, and yeah, and like he was trying to unjam it.
Yep.
And it ripped his arm off.
Oh, the big auger type.
Yeah, yeah. Yikes. Ripped his arm off, right? I mean, this was like decades ago. He's okay. Everything's fine. He's still alive. Great dude. Well, the first time I met him, we were camping and it's totally dark out except for a campfire. And I asked him to hand me a beer and he's got this like really crazy hook thing and he went to bring me the beer. Oh, I totally embarrassed myself by going, hey, all right. Nobody told me that you have a hook. Okay, here we go. It scared the crap out of me.
Did you have a hook arm?
I was like, oh my God, that came out of nowhere.
Wait, didn't you say you saw this happen at a WWE
No,
thing?
No, no, that was a different, I'll tell that one if you want to. This is a whole different thing. And so then, I think he likes messing with people because he just held it out with the beer. So I would have to take it out.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. I was like looking at this hook and I'm like trying to, I'm like, is it okay for me to pry that apart?
It's his hand. He's handing it to me.
I felt really bad. I've never been in that situation.
I would ask him to crack the top so I didn't break a nail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What if it was like he hits a button and then pops over a bottle opener? That would be so awesome.
Like Inspector Gadget.
Go Gadget beer opener.
And then I told you guys I was at a WWE event when I was like in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to this wrestler who, here comes Kevin Nash, who's this 7 foot tall. He was Diesel at the time.
He was in Magic Mike.
He's a real tall guy in Magic Mike.
Yeah, the older guy.
He's a WWE wrestler.
Like at a heart attack.
But he's this big dude. He comes walking up. And he's fighting Stone Cold Steve Austin, hitting him, turns around, and he like, I thought he was looking at me. And I was like, oh my God, because I was in the second row. He steps over the thing, and he tears the leg off the guy sitting next to me, who had a prosthetic leg. Jeez. I was in fourth grade. I didn't know. And I thought he ripped his leg off and started beating somebody with it. And like this, and I look over, and this dude's laughing, and then he's like, I'm a wrestler, kid. It's okay, and not a big deal. I was like, oh my God. I was like frightened.
She must have been at that match too. Like,
yeah, I know.
That's
right?
Probably where this lady got the idea from. She was like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Was that the moment you realized wrestling was staged? What do you mean? You didn't just rip the leg off a stranger? How did you know that guy was a wrestler with a prosthetic leg?
It was so scary.
It's a farce.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
So, lesson, do not beat somebody with somebody else's prosthetic item. Not a good idea.
If theirs, though, they're just hitting themselves. It's like your sibling.
Are you
like,
kicking
hitting yourself. You're hitting yourself.
Is that what it is? Yikes.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
So, I've never met Dierks Bentley's mom, but I like her because she seems to really enjoy taking him down a notch.
Okay.
She called Dierks the Susan Lucci of awards shows because he gets nominated a lot and also loses a lot. So, when he and the Brothers Osborne took home the ACM Vocal Event of the Year for Burning Man, she thanked them for making it happen. She told them so at a country music festival last weekend where Dierks and the Brothers Osborne were performing. Here's Dierks talking about it. He said, quote, she said, he doesn't win anything on his own, but because of you guys, you helped him. You got him his first award.
Oh, my God.
So next time we see Dierks and I'm hanging out with beers with him, I'm going to have to tell him our mothers are incredibly alike in how they like to tear us down.
Dierks actually has won several awards over the years, but that's not the point. It's just funny when somebody successful gets their chops busted by their own mom.
Dierks, right. It's
roasted by your mom.
That's so funny.
Thank goodness for you Brothers Osborne boys. He wouldn't have won anything.
Damn, boy.
Congratulations to Brett Young and his wife, Taylor. They did a baseball-themed gender reveal on Instagram. It's a slow-mo clip of her throwing a ball, and then when he hits it with the bat, out comes a pink cloud of smoke. Brett says, quote, Taylor and I are so excited. We didn't care one way or the other, but there's something about knowing it's a girl that makes it even more real now. We're so blessed and can't wait to meet this beautiful little girl.
He was cruising for disaster, guys. That ball was headed right for his face.
Really?
And he gets it, but it's an impressive how he hits it. Like, he either was going to hit this thing or it was going to explode on his face.
I mean, it still would have made all the powder come out and they would have known it's pink. It just would have been all over his face. We still would have known the answer.
You could see it on our Twitter. We did retweet that one out there.
It is time to party like it's 1989, because on the top of the country albums chart right now, George Strait, Reba McEntire, and Brooks and Dunn.
What year is this?
So what's going on here? Well, Saving Country Music wrote, granted, this anomaly has some to do with three legendary country performers releasing their new records in a pretty short succession. But numbers don't lie, and the truth is the untapped buying potential of country music's traditional fans has long gone undervalued. This classic country party at the top of the albums chart probably won't last long, but it's just the latest sign that classic country and the artists that make it are starting to find significantly more traction compared to previous years when bro country reigned supreme. Okay. Take that as you will. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City, brought to you by Discount City Beer and Wine. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
If you've got a good thing, share with us. Facebook and Twitter, KX969. We'll add it to ours. I have one of the most interesting and weirdest ones yet coming.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
If you've got a good thing, let us know about it. We'd love to hear. And you can do that on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What is your good thing this morning, Lauren?
I think this is just the sweetest thing. So there is a third grader. Her name is Bella Smith. She's 9 and she lives in Kentucky. And when she was in first grade, one of her classmates, they were talking about birthdays, and he mentioned that his family didn't have money for him to have birthday presents or a birthday cake. Mm. And Bella thought not having a birthday cake was the most horrifying thing she had ever heard. So Bella started raising supplies, and over the last 2 years, she has collected dozens of party packs. Basically, she gets cake mixes, icing, party supplies, all this stuff, and packs them up to make sure that every kid at her school gets to have a birthday. And I think that's the sweetest thing.
She's a sweetheart.
That is so cute.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, I'm going to get through this. So my good thing today is a friend of mine, we're laying to rest, Kobe Mack. Mm-hmm. I've known him for, 9 years. I hosted his cigar festivals. We shared a lot of whiskey and bourbons and cigars together. In my career, there's been two people, Rob Kelly and Kobe Mack. that have stood up to the ownership that previously we had in this company and told him, like, I'm good at what I do. You need to take a hike and keep Nick around. And he was a big proponent of my career. So I'll miss him. I'm going to miss him a lot. Hmm.
Taking an absolute left turn. My good thing, it's something you're not going to be able to not watch because it's mesmerizing. The talent that people have. And on Britain's Got Talent, there was a gentleman who, after someone sang this beautiful aria, came out and did this. That is hand farting to Aha, Take on Me.
I used to be so good at hand farts.
Just wait.
Does that surprise anybody?
No, it gets not at
now
all.
It's just a silent but deadly. See if you can hear this song now.
Do you know this song?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, very good, yeah. He does Ghostbusters. And then he ends it with...
It's a little pitchy for me, dog.
That's Eye of the Tiger, by the way.
Did this guy move on?
He did.
He what's
going to be a no from me?
What's the end game? You go to a concert of this? Because isn't the point?
Right. I paid $50 to go to a hand fart contest.
We had a small child yodeling to us just a week ago.
He is a precious baby angel. Do not ever invite them again.
She's serious.
Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
So if you want to see Simon Cowell with his mouth precious like wide open, angel. Just mesmerized by the hand farter, you can see that on our Facebook page.
Was he mesmerized or mad?
He was just like... And then he stood up and just started clapping, and he was very excited about it.
It's because he has a son now. So he's probably like, oh, cool farts.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Farts are funny. You can see the video on our Facebook page, JP and Lauren Mornings with Husker Nick. Coming up, a conversation that very weird, but we'll get through it and you can join in.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Is this your place?
No.
No, 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 no. No, I live with my ma.
Oh.
Yeah. You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf? Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This next story is perhaps the most embarrassing, cringeworthy thing we've ever really told you about.
I mean, that's saying something.
No, that's not true. It's up there, but that's not true.
It's pretty weird.
That can't be true. We've said some crazy
stuff. An Indiana man is suing his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Getting rid of his collection. Like $29,000 is what it's estimated at.
Wow. This is a 40-year-old man who had moved back in with his parents.
Yep, right.
Recently divorced.
And then
moved in with his parents.
Yeah. And then when he left, found out that his parents, well, he moved out without taking all of his stuff. Because, you know, they'll just hold on to it.
Yeah, right. He just sits in the basement.
As parents do.
Yeah, whatever. In the basement. You just have the basement full of your stuff. There's going to be boxes of stuff, and it's going to be down there for a while. Parents have to deal with it.
Yeah.
They did deal with it.
Okay.
They got rid of his $29,000 collection of porn.
I love the way he says it to him. He goes, yeah, where's my missing stuff? And Mom's like, yeah, I threw away all your porn. Sorry. Your porn's gone.
Dad says he did him a favor.
Got all these adult films and they're gone now, buddy.
Basically, it was 12 boxes full of pornographic films and magazines. It was more than 400 VHS tapes and 1,600 DVDs.
I'm sorry, 1,600. Well,
who has that kind of time? 1,600 DVDs? Nobody has that kind of time.
How many VCRs does this man own?
Is he maybe renting it out to his friends?
And also, he's only 40. VHS tapes? That was outmoded long before he was old enough to be getting porn.
Well, and I'm sorry, recycle those magazines.
Currently on eBay, Debbie Does Dallas 2 is going for $17. As a VHS tape.
Wow, $17.
This is probably what he
needs to replenish this. His supply.
He had titles including Frisky Business and... Big Bad Grannies.
Oh, God.
Big Bad Grannies.
His mom's house.
JP, you like every movie that's ever been made. Are those any good?
I have not seen either one of those movies.
Anybody not believe him, or is it just me?
I'm surprised you didn't pull up a sound clip from it.
Yeah, he was like, oh, my God, there's this moment where they call him Owen. And then that's what he used in the...
Big Bad Grannies? I know Big Bad Grannies.
I've got it in my file.
Oh, my God, the opening scene. That's one of my
joke from yesterday.
Favorites.
Nice.
So now there is an actual court case... going on right now legal. Because he is suing his parents.
Yeah, he probably should. I mean,
is
that
he
was
the most
his...
shameless man in the universe?
Of course, it was his prized possessions, $29,000 worth of those. He's probably going to sell them and put one of his children through college.
They're actually the Ottawa County prosecutor declined to press charges. The lawsuit includes an email excerpt from the man's father who told his son, I did you a big favor by getting rid of all that stuff.
If he did sell those for his kid to go to college, like, could you imagine being that kid? Like, yeah, I don't have a free ride. My dad sold all his porn. And then now I'm in school for free.
With this, so when we were in college, we cleaned out dead people's houses in my sorority to raise money. And one of the men, professors, that we cleaned out of his house was full of really weird analog porn.
Really?
Analog porn!
It's one thing to collect Playboys. It's another thing to, like, have actual adult films.
Oh, he had all of that.
From the past.
But then just a bunch of
smut. Because the Playboys
smut.
Are worth a lot of money.
Just
but
wow.
The
smut. Yikes.
My mom and dad recently decided to clean out their basement. Thankfully, they didn't find my porn collection.
I was going to say, is that where you had your porn?
No. I got that at the house. I don't need that.
He takes it wherever he goes.
Yeah, come on. That's something nice. You carry with you wherever you move. That's why I have to have like five friends come over to get all the boxes. But so I've told you guys, I have like 5,000 comic books. I'm a comic book nerd. Yeah. Like, I got a ton of comics. I actually have 4,552 now because my mom threw out a box that had all these comics in it, two of which were worth over $2,000 a piece. Mom tells me this, and I'm just like, it's your mother. That's your mother. You love your mother. That's your mother.
Nice
mother, I love you, Mom. And I'm just like, it's...
Yikes.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'll be back. And I drove down and had a beer. And then I came back and I was good. I was like, it's all right. It happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes.
That will happen.
That's what we want to talk about. We want to know, what did your parent or spouse or whatever throw away that was really valuable?
So if anybody's got like a Fantastic Four number 6 and 7 lying around, they want to take it, toss it my direction, I would, I got your back. I would love them.
All right,
just
so let's
toss
do
it my way.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What did your parents or significant others throw away? We'll get your calls next. You can do it on Facebook and Twitter as well.
KZKX Seward Lincoln.
Good morning.
Come on, turn up the radio.
I always use it to get ready.
Gets me going.
Yeah, brightens up your day.
Turn this up.
You're listening to JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Kix 96.9, Cash and Concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so we had fairs last hour. This isn't even a...
It's not a word? What is it? Like a symbol?
Are you anticipating us making fun of it? Wait, is that here?
Did he write it in Wingdings?
No.
Is it possible you have Wingdings in front of you?
What is it?
Best font ever.
BBQ.
Yeah, BBQ. How do you spell that?
BBQ. Not a word.
Like B-E-E-B-E-E-Q.
It's true. It's an acronym, but that's okay. So it's okay. It's easy to spell B-B-Q.
Yeah, put the letters a few weeks ago.
BBQ into the website at KZKX.com for $1,000 and carry Underwood tickets that we're giving away.
Barbecue.
We wanted to know about the things that got thrown away. A gentleman is suing his parents. Not even a gentleman. A guy is suing his parents.
Well, he could be like the nicest freaking guy on the planet. He just enjoys watching
Who's
adult
films.
Who's
suing his mom over porn?
That's the most Will Ferrell thing I've ever heard.
$29,000 worth of porn that she threw away. That's going to put his kid through college.
If you have $29,000 worth of porn, you store it yourself.
What if he's like an anti-internet person and he just doesn't want to get on like RedTube or something and he's like, just come on.
So 466-9696 or Facebook
what
and Twitter.
What got thrown away?
What got thrown away?
Mary has a pretty amazing one.
All right, give me that one.
My ex-husband would buy me a pair of diamond earrings whenever he messed up big. I had a full set, which is saying a lot since I had 6 piercings in each ear and also probably explains why he's my ex. Anyway, I had the I had them soaking in a Tupperware of alcohol to clean them. Yeah. He picked it up and dumped it down the drain. I never found a single one.
Oh, no.
What? Can't you do that thing where you take the pipe off?
You would say, I don't know.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Somewhere.
It works in sitcoms.
Right, exactly. But they're like, no.
You take the pipe off.
Yeah, no, because everybody... I'm leaving.
Somewhere in the sewers in Lincoln, there's a super blinged out alligator.
Yeah. Right?
Just awesome ear piercings.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. What did your parent or significant other throw away? Join the conversation at KZKX.com, too. Dan and Shay on your Cash and Conversation, Kix 96.9. What did your parents or significant other throw away? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
Chris on Facebook says, my mom threw away a Yankees hat autographed by Derek Jeter and a football signed by Jerry Rice.
Oh, my God, Mom!
I was storing stuff at my parents' house while I was in grad school. When I bought my house and went back home to get that stuff, it was long gone. They'd pretty much cleared out my entire existence, including my two valuable signatures from Hall of Famers.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Travis tweets into the show and says, right after I got married, my wife threw away my favorite shirt. It said, dog farts are awesome.
That is a loss.
Yeah. That is a big loss. If that's your favorite shirt, I'd be frustrated. Honey.
466-9696 over Facebook and Twitter. What did somebody accidentally throw away that was super expensive?
That's so bad for Travis.
That's Antley Gilbert. It's Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Your mother threw out your vast collection of pornography.
There is actually a 40-year-old man suing his parents because they threw away $29,000 worth of VHS and DVDs and magazines.
I mean, that's a lot. I can't get over that.
I know.
It has to be said. He had a lot of time invested in those things.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I mean collecting them, you gross people.
Like, the $29,000 estimate, are all those really resellable? Were they, like, vintage?
What? Well, he just watches them for the plot lines, guys.
Videotape, maybe not so much, but if it's, like, on the, like, the old school reel-to-reel, maybe.
He's sitting there, like, at the edge of his couch, like, oh, my God, is he going to be able to fix her washing machine? Like, her pool is super dirty. Is he going to get that thing fixed?
He's on one side of the glass wall, and she's on the other. How are they going to get together?
So we wanted to ask you, what did your parents
But did she land the role? She was sitting on the couch. Did she get the movie part?
Oh, who sent the pizza? Pizza? She didn't order any pizza.
Did Debbie ever find a job in Dallas?
I know. That's
That's a very good question. So we wanted to know from you, what did somebody throw away that, man, it could have been worth something. Hi, Kix.
So my mom bought a Rolex, those super expensive watches.
Sure.
And the battery died on her, so she just threw the watch away.
No.
Mom, what?
It's a Rolex. Why are you throwing it away? You know, you get a new battery.
The watch wasn't working.
Edward on Facebook said, I had at one point collected 6 Kobe Bryant rookie cards.
Oh, dude.
Since I was living with a bunch of friends, I sent them home to my mom so they would be safe. Later on, I found out my brother, who was 13, traded the Kobe Bryant rookie card for Troy Percival cards to his friend because he liked Troy Percival. It was his favorite player.
Oh, my God. The value change on that is completely different. That's what happened to my...
But I like that guy.
That's what happened to my mom. Her mother, back in the day, cleaned out the basement and found the cigar box and just, like, tossed it away. In it was a Mickey Mantle rookie card.
No.
Can you imagine? Like, one of them went for, like, $2 billion at auction. So, like, they're averaging, like,
$19,000.
$2 billion.
So she got, unfortunately, a Mickey Mantle rookie card's gone. Good morning, Jim. What got thrown away?
Yeah, when I went in the service, I had a whole set train. And it covered half our basement. And my parents threw it away when I went in the service. It would be worth quite a bit by now.
Oh my gosh, I bet.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, Jim's toys are all over the place. We gotta get rid of this stuff.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah, it had the old steam engine and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
That is worth so much money right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, JP, your mom could have easily had about 170 grr for that card. It's not quite $2 billion, but it's that's a good chunk of change for a baseball card.
Tens of thousand dollars is a lot of money for a
that's
card.
Oh my God, that's so many numbers.
Yeah. It's Mickey Mantle.
Nick, when did your wife throw out a bunch of cash?
It was my 30th birthday. A bunch of my family came up and we had this big, it was a beer Olympics that we did and it was cool. And she put on this great thing and a lot of my family came up and I have a huge family. So the total amount of money was a little under a grand. And Jess, I put them all in an envelope but it's a beer Olympics. So by the end of the day, I was pretty ham boned. So was my wife. She has to clean everything.
Yeah.
A couple days later, I was like, hey honey, have you seen my envelope that has all my cash in it? It was with the birthday cards. She threw them all away. So I went dumpster diving, but they had already showed up. And
drunk cleaning is never a good idea.
It's the worst idea.
Because you're going to lose everything.
And break stuff.
I was
going
to say break everything.
You might as well just throw 2 wine glasses on the floor before you start. Because
there you go. It's just over.
Yes.
Hi, Kix. What'd you get tossed out?
Well, I moved out of the house when I graduated from high school, and my mom threw out 660 Hot Wheels and the 164 plastic cases back from the 70s.
No. Ow. Those are actually metal, too, I bet.
Those are nice. Oh, yeah. The doors open, trunks open. I mean, I had them unopened packages. I mean...
Oh, dude.
Those ones from the 70s are the type that when kids throw them, they, like, concuss somebody. Yeah. They're awesome.
It's like a chunk out of your forehead.
I've had several goose eggs on my head.
Yeah, those were awesome.
But a collector's item nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. Those are, like, worth something now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's, yeah. Ugh.
You can let us know what got tossed out on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Elena Pineapple, real quick, had a keychain size Ouija board when she was younger. It vanished. I assumed it was because my room was messy and I lost it. When the last 2 years, my mom told me it creeped her out and she threw it away.
Oh,
it's a little Ouija board.
Oh, the devil took it back.
Yeah. Very small side note on that. We read a lot of her tweets. I really want her last name actually to be Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Yeah, like I'm really rooting for
if
it.
If it's not, only. Don't tell us.
Yeah, never.
We don't want to know.
Yeah, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Maybe something got tossed out. That could be in couples therapy. We'll find out what's going on with Janice and Pete coming up.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it, I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And if you need to step in and help you figure out a couple's issue, you can do that on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Your finger is wagging, Husker Nick.
It is, and I have a question.
Okay.
Did you guys keep our... I didn't hear it. Did we still stay at 100% on Monday?
Yeah.
For the Make It Right Monday? Twitter did not lead me to believe that you guys got those people back together.
Oh, no, they're still married, and she's going to Carrie Underwood.
They're still legally married.
That's a good... So 100% still there.
Yeah. She sounded less torqued off.
So we're still undefeated.
Yes.
Okay, and then now...
We have not caused any divorces.
That's right?
Asking, yeah.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Lauren, that was... Your positivity on that was amazing. So we're still 100%. We helped this city.
Yep.
Just kicking some tail.
In relationships and other things. And now we're going to deal with couples therapy.
I was worried about this.
There's an issue going on between Janice and her husband, Pete. And Janice is on the phone with us. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
Janice, before we get into this, your husband, Pete, is not answering his phone. What's up with that?
So typical.
slippery Pete.
But...
I mean, you guys knew you were supposed to do this right now at this time, and he agreed to it, correct?
Yes, correct. He's an idiot. I don't know. The
wow, you guys have been married for a little while, I bet.
I don't even know what the argument is yet, and you have a big leg up being the only one who is on the phone right now.
All right, so tell us what's going on, and then I guess since he's not going to be on the air because he's not answering his phone... You can tell us kind of what his retorts are to your fantastic argument. I'll probably take your side, but we'll see.
Okay, good. So I do. I love my husband. He's great. We just bought a house. It's not very big, and we entertain. Like, he loves to entertain his friends, and especially around sports. Like,
yeah.
You know, people are always over at our house watching games, and, you know, the playoffs are in full effect right now.
Mm-hmm.
NBA playoffs, best time of year.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yep.
yeah, girl. Great.
So you have a problem with them bringing friends over?
No, it's not a big deal. He has friends over, but what is a big deal is, so we only have two bathrooms in the house, and one, you know, like one's in the main hallway and one's in our bedroom. And Pete's been telling his friends to use the one in our bedroom.
No.
Like, it's not okay.
Oh, that's weird.
It's our room. Like, close it.
So his buddies are covered in, like, probably nacho cheese and beer, and they're walking through your room. I mean, that's how it is whenever my friends come over. And
Are you friends with toddlers?
Yeah. I mean,
cheese wrestling. You know.
It depends on how much brews we've consumed while we're watching games. Because nachos are so good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a. What's his retort then? Because like this is pretty common sense to me, I would think.
Well, I mean, you know, his argument is, well, it's nicer, and you know, our toilet's heated, and the good toilet paper's in there, you know, and like, so our bathroom is really nice. And oh, in a moment of weakness, he talked me into letting him put a urinal in our bathroom.
What?
Awesome.
In your bathroom? Oh my God. Like what? The master bathroom?
Wife of the year.
Wow.
I wish we had, in the middle of the night when you're groggy and you can't see straight and you go stumbling into the bathroom and you're like, is that toilet seat down or up? We're about to find out.
Blah. Oh, God.
And then there's stuff splattering everywhere.
Sit down.
It's, like, it's better to have a urinal.
Yeah, then you have a urinal. Mm-hmm. And you can just stand there and lean against the wall. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Home value.
All right, hold on. Oh, yeah, right, man. Every guy
in a master bedroom?
Every guy that walks in there with his wife is going to be like, hello, urinal.
I'm liking this.
Yeah. All right, so where do you guys stand? Whose team are you on? We got the gist of, by the way, your impression of your husband, I assume, is rock solid. I just want to throw that out there.
Well, what side are you on there, Lauren?
100% hers. I have a compromise I'll bring up later, but... Okay. Yeah. 100% hers. You don't use your bedroom bathroom. That's your personal bathroom.
Yes,
that's where you leave all your crap on the counter and you know.
There is, you said, if I recall, you said heated toilet.
Uh-huh.
I want my friends, their little butt cheeks to be warm if necessary.
I want their hot butt on my toilet.
Oh.
Well, it'll warm up once they get there. It's probably chilly at first. And then she said urinal, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And then, so what do you have for toilet paper in the other bathroom if you mentioned that you're...
Do you actually buy two separate kinds of like toilet paper?
What do you have in there? Because I heard the nice toilet paper in your bathroom.
I mean, it's the really good kind that I like. I just got, like, one fly for his friends. Like, they're not supposed to be...
Oh, so now they're going to get itchy butt. That's what happens if you have the one ply.
Okay.
Well, but they
itchy butt the whole time, and now they're squirming their butt on your couch like a dog does outside when they're.
What kind of friends do you have?
Maybe it should be no friends coming over.
You've met my best friends.
Okay.
Yep, you know my friends, Liz.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Let's get to this and see what happens.
I'm on his team.
With the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You need to pick a side.
I'll go with the absentee person, yeah.
Is it cool for him to invite his friends back to the master bathroom in their bedroom?
466-9696.
He tells them not to use the other one.
Or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. You can let us know via our poll as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll have more with you on the phones next.
Lincoln wakes up with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah!
On Kix 96.9.
It's couples therapy where you get to decide the fate of basically Pete, because Janice is actually on the phone with us. Because Pete didn't bother showing up.
I haven't looked yet, but I think the polls are like 98% Pete on this one.
No, it's
100% the other way.
It's 81% Janice.
I said I hadn't looked yet, guys.
On Facebook.
Just kind of throwing it out there into the world, you know.
64% on Twitter in favor of Janice.
Janice does not want people
using their bedroom bathroom, and Pete thinks it's not a big deal because that's why we have two bathrooms, plus it's remodeled, has a urinal, a heated toilet.
Kyle says he isn't answering the phone because he's enjoying his heated seat right now.
That's true. He's just sitting there.
What's going on is you're at work, Janice, and Pete's at home sitting on the heated toilet.
talking on the phone can be hard when you're leaning over a urinal. I'm just going to throw that out there.
There's some it's nice dangerous. Bathrooms that have the phone in the bathroom, too.
A hotel?
A hotel? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, hotel, I mean, motel. Now that everyone has a cell phone, seems kind of unnecessary, but sure. Yeah.
Somehow that phone might be the grossest thing I've ever heard of on the planet Earth.
Right.
Imagine being the room service people, like always wondering if this is the toilet phone someone's calling.
Yeah, hey, room service. I was wondering if you guys could send me up some food.
So you can let us know, 466-9696, what side you're on. Are you on Team Janice or Team Pete when it comes to letting his friends use their bedroom bathroom?
100% Team Janice. Like, the bedroom bathroom is your personal space.
It is. It's where you can have all your weird, I mean, like, don't lie to yourself that you don't have anything
what
weird
do you got
in
your
bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody has, like, things that you just don't want. I wouldn't want
to advertise.
Yes. You're grooming.
You're unmentionable.
Yes.
Becky says, not even my kids are allowed in my bathroom. That's on Twitter.
No, that's true. Usually my kids aren't even allowed to use my bathroom. My mom came and stayed with us last year,
yeah.
And she walked into that bathroom, and I was so uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like, there's not even anything weird, but it's just like, oh.
JP used your bathroom when we came over for that party.
I didn't use the
bathroom. I'm pretty sure he went in your room and used the bathroom.
You don't walk into somebody, like, into the master bedroom and into the bathroom off that. That's weird.
Yeah.
And the Fresh 402 on Twitter, I think Janice didn't tell Pete about the call, so he can't explain his side, trying to sway the votes. Is what's going on there.
Just put the good TP in the other bathroom, says Abigail. That's a big sticking point for me, and I mean that both literally and figuratively.
466-9696. Are you team Janice? Nobody uses the master bathroom. Or are you team Pete? Hey, it's the nicest bathroom we have. Plus, we have two bathrooms. That's what it's for. 466-9696. Your calls after Dustin Lynch.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
And today, Couples Therapy brought to you by Max Muscle. We're dealing with an issue between Janice and Pete. Pete in absentia, as he is not available. He must be on the heated toilet, is what's being guessed by a lot of people. On why he didn't answer
the gas
phone.
Station that's out by down Highway 2 as you start going down to Kansas City. They have heated toilets there.
Well, the one right over here, there's on Cornhusker on the way out of town, too, has one.
I am 100% uninterested in heated toilets in a public place.
And it's got like this blue light down there. It's so nice.
No, because that feels like other people's hot butts.
Exactly.
No.
And they have a funky smell. That plastic heat.
I'm pretty sure, like, once about 8 o'clock rolls around, we start having a heated toilet in our men's bathroom.
Okay.
Somebody in this building sweats when they poop.
No.
And it's so gross. You walk in, it's like a puddle sitting there. Like, what is happening?
Oh, my God.
Why is there butt sweat on this toilet?
I'm clocking out for the day.
Yep,
well,
I'm
just don't use the guy's bathroom.
You'll
be okay.
Is.
Try and stop me.
Janice does not want people using their bedroom bathroom. The master bathroom is what you called it earlier,
yes,
Liz.
It's the master bath
the
guest bath.
Exactly.
Yes.
It has guest bathroom right there in the title.
Right.
For guests to use.
I always just call it the first bathroom.
Nope,
the
it's a guest bathroom.
It's a guest bathroom, for sure.
Across.
Yeah. Listen, Pete, in absentia, says it's not a big deal because that's why I have two bathrooms, plus it's remodeled, has a urinal, a heated seat, the best toilet paper's in there. It's awesome.
But also, I don't know, there's something so personal about the master bathroom, plus they have to go into your bedroom, which is weird.
That's also weird.
Yeah. Man.
Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Did I hear her correctly that she let her husband put a urinal in the bathroom?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh. Well, I feel sorry for her, but she did agree to turn her bathroom into a public restroom now, so.
Because it's got a urinal in it. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Because every public bathroom that's a boys' bathroom has a urinal in it.
I'm pretty sure. I haven't looked, but I think Pete's winning like 85 to 15. Yep, that'd be the math.
Janice is winning 72-28 on Facebook and 65-35 on Twitter.
It's rigged. The Russians.
Well, and earlier you mentioned you think you had a compromise.
If he does 100% of the cleaning of the bathroom and the bedroom, maybe.
The bedroom?
Okay. Yes, because they have to walk through it.
No,
yes.
They're not
especially
using the bedroom.
If they're having people over, you want to have that area clean.
Yes.
If you're going to let them use the bathroom, I get that.
Yeah, no, because that's half the battle is, like, that's when I clean my house for people over. I don't focus on my bedroom because no one's going in there.
Yeah, that is true.
Where do you put their coats?
Not in the bedroom.
Dang,
no, you can just put them on the
bed.
If the bedroom's all clean and stuff, you're gonna let people use the bathroom. You can just stack the coats on the bed.
Do they have heated seats in the new bathroom? In the hallway bathroom?
I don't think so.
Let your friends go in there.
No.
Experience what it's like to have warm butt cheeks while you're going number two.
I don't want them to linger, and I don't want them going number two in my house.
The point is not to encourage that. Look, if it happens, it happens, but it's not like to make it extra inviting.
Yeah.
Or Wi-Fi is set up in there, so it's actually a strong signal.
Yeah.
So you don't lose the signal while you're in there. It's great.
Well, it sounds like, Janice, you've got a valid point, and you will be the winner today in the couples therapy debate.
Yay!
Yeah. When you see your husband, tell him thanks for nothing and also that you won.
Show him all the online results because you have won the polls, lady.
Yeah.
I win.
Thank you so much for listening to the show every day and being a part of Couples Therapy today. And we wish you and Pete the best, all right?
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
It's always weird when you go over to someone's house. And like in this scenario, right? So how would it be for you, Lauren, if you went over to a buddy's house and they were like, hey, Lauren, if you gotta get up to use the bathroom, you're like, well, hey, where's the bathroom? Well, there's one in the hallway, but you can actually use our bathroom and our bedroom. Super nice. Like, go give that one a try. How awkward that would that be for you?
I would assume they were trying to seduce me. Somebody said something like that.
You're like, well, if Coryell probably was, to be honest.
Like, if someone specifically says it, it's not weird, but you would never do that of your own accord.
No.
Like, if somebody says, go use the one through the bathroom or through the bedroom right there, then fine, whatever. Right. But only if you're told to.
I have to tell you guys coming up, because I had this weird, it didn't have involve a bathroom, but I had this really weird experience at a house that I think is incredibly strange, but I told my wife about it, and she's like, no, that's super normal. So I got to run this by you guys.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll get that coming what you up guys next.
Think. Yeah. Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
And if you need our assistance in your issues with your significant other, make sure they answer the phone call, but we'll be there for you.
Yeah.
Couples therapy.
Yeah.
I need your help. This is, I think it's strange.
Okay, we'll get that after Max Bus.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Using somebody's personal bathroom is awkward, but there's also being rude, and apparently it's a wrong thing to ask somebody for their Wi-Fi. Is that
I
what's
had
going on?
No, I people ask me for my Wi-Fi at my house all the time.
Well, so we were in here talking, and Liz brought this up the other day because, you know, we'll sit around as a group and kind of chat about what we're going to do on the show. And there was this article, Liz, where they said what? That getting your password, asking for a password is rude?
Is apparently one of the rudest, like top 10 rudest things you can do
at somebody else's house.
Which I can think of so many worse things.
Right.
Everybody needs Wi-Fi.
So I show up to someone's house, and I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
And by the way, this person is an outstanding individual. I'm not going to say their name. Well, they're an outstanding person, but they caught me off guard here. I show up to their house. We're having a fantasy baseball draft.
Okay.
Right.
Come walking in. There's 10 of us there. 12 of us, and I was one of the first people there, and I'm like, hey, buddy, can I get your Wi-Fi password so I can put it in my phone so that way I can start, you know, using
log in and use the
internet so that way I don't drop a signal.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and goes, give me your phone. And then, now it's in my phone. Wouldn't tell it to me. And then when the draft was over, he goes, hey, before you go, let me see your phone. And then, beep, 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 it's out of the phone.
That's weird.
That's very strange. Weird.
Because again, what's the end game? Did he think you were going to come back and sit in his driveway and use his internet?
Technically, in theory, I could hit a button that would show what the keystrokes were on my phone to reveal the password. And I'd know his password if he had it for something else. Or maybe...
Right,
I mean,
is he one of those people that has the same password and it's also for all of his credit cards and his bank and his maybe?
The moment he grabbed my phone to type it in there, I didn't ask him those questions. He'd have pulled it back out of it.
He would have been like, I have to kill you now.
He's like breaking my phone with a hammer. I suppose I could have shown up like a week later and sat in the driveway. Had I snuck around the house and linked all his computers together on a network so then I could sit there and do stuff. But so I brought it up with another buddy of mine. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't give that out.
Anybody. Okay. Every babysitter we've ever had asks for it immediately. Right. And we've never reset it. It's still the factory settings series of letters and numbers. So I just send them a picture of it.
Huh?
Is that bad?
No. I don't know.
I mean,
as long as none of the neighbors get a hold of it, who cares?
Right?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal. But on this deal that she had... ironically, it was like a week
top
later.
10
and it, yeah, things. Just the worst things you could do if you show up to someone's house
thing,
and be like, hey, Brosif, Broski, Broheem, Bros Joseph, can I get your Wi-Fi? How about that Wi-Fi password?
Just the fact that he put it in, had to put it in himself and then delete it right away afterwards.
Come on, Han Brolo.
That
give me
just
that
seems,
thing.
I don't know. That seems kind of nuts to me.
Yeah. Let's get Luke Skywalker, bro. What?
Yeah, I want to. Is it rude? Them. Do people think it's rude to go to somebody's house and ask for Wi-Fi?
Well, we just got a phone call from Carolyn, and she said that a lot of people don't do it because apparently, like, if you have their password and you're on their Wi-Fi, you can then like hack into their bank account, like any website they've
Who's
been on while you're on your Wi-Fi.
That?
But
can
like,
you
that
do that?
Seems pretty high level. Like, I mean,
just in case one of your friends is secretly a hacker.
Right.
Right. Where's your tinfoil hat on that one? So we thought we'd ask you.
Nuts or normal? And all my friends say. Tell us on Facebook, Twitter, or at 466-9696.
Is it nuts or normal that this guy had to put in and take out his Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, like, is it nuts or normal to be offended if someone asks you for your Wi-Fi? They show up to your house, and they're going to go, hey, can I get your Wi-Fi? No, that is offensive.
We'll get to your calls right here. Maybe.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Phones are lit up. So 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. Is it nuts or normal to not give out your Wi-Fi password? Brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kicks 96.9. Kicks 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so we've had fairs and BBQ. BBQ. Now we have pool.
Pool.
P-O-O-L.
Go shoot some pool?
No, just jump in the pool would be good. Shoot some pool. Summertime fun. So pool's your word. On our website at KZKX.com. Your chance to win $1,000 or Carrie Underwood tickets with Kicks 96.9's cash in concerts.
Nuts or normal?
And all my friends say.
Tell us on Facebook, Twitter, or at 466-9696.
Husker Nick went over to a friend's house for a fantasy draft, and the gentleman did not want to give him his Wi-Fi password, so he took Nick's phone, put the Wi-Fi password in,
yeah,
and at the end of the day, made him give it back and deleted it afterwards.
I still think this is kind of strange, but then I started putting myself in his shoes. And if JP ever came over, I would not give him my password.
Hey. Why?
Because he already talks about how he likes to just stroll around on the sidewalk watching movies. I live in a circle. Like, I would just look out my window and he'd just be walking around in circles. Why? Hey!
I'd be standing outside your house.
I'm watching this Black Summer show you talked about on Netflix. It's pretty good.
Carter,
I feel like it's a very particular concern and probably not why other people are concerned.
Carter looks out the picture window and says, there's JP again.
Yeah, JP's back out there again. Why is he just standing in the middle of the street?
I wanted to finish Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, my God.
It never occurred to me for a second that it could be rude to ask for somebody's Wi-Fi password.
Me neither. It's just
I learned something new to do.
Hi, Kix. Is that nuts or normal?
All right. Okay. I think it might be a little normal.
Why?
But at the same time, I have a dual-bound router, and I have a secondary Wi-Fi set up specifically for guests that have access to nothing but the internet.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'll give that one out.
In my house.
But I won't give my regular password out.
And that makes sense.
And then so that, you know, it's right. If somebody's over and they want to, you know, there's no use of them using up their data when you have Wi-Fi at your house. That,
exactly.
You know, like Nick said, he's over at a buddy's house trying to do fantasy football.
That's hours.
You don't want to lose signal in the middle of that.
Yeah, and, that's right, you know, dude. That's when I start breaking stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get really, really mad.
Rachel on Facebook says the Wi-Fi thing is rude because you're at their house to hang out with them, so why do you need to be on your phone the whole time? Plus, your password could be for the same for several things, and then they'll know your password for everything and take over your life.
Well, that's computer class lesson number one to not do that.
That's true.
I mean, speaking of computer class lesson, I've been sitting over here wondering how much I don't even know why you'd put in a Wi-Fi password. Like, honestly, my phone works. I'm 100%. I don't even know why.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. No.
Wait, well, if you live on your phone like some of us do, then right, you're constantly on the edge of getting kicked off your data,
yeah,
plan. And so Wi-Fi is precious.
It is a precious commodity.
Alexandria says, I have a decoration in my house that is framed and says, welcome to our home.
Texas
my Wi-Fi
team
is blank. I never knew you're not supposed to share that with somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, it's framed on the wall.
The majority of people are saying it's totally normal to not give out your Wi-Fi. You can let us know what you think on Facebook and Twitter as well. KX969. Now it's Zach Brown Band. It's Kix.
Live, local, and laughing. Now it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
No, no, Carol, there's nothing wrong with it. I just don't think breast milk is for adults.
Of course, the packaging does appeal to grown-ups and kids' wives.
That's an issue that I'm firmly with Ross on that one from Friends. I just, like, oh, I don't think breast milk is something you should be drinking.
I mean, babies do it all the time.
They seem to enjoy it.
But apparently there's some major companies making a huge bet that the next big food craze is going to be breast milk for adults.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. This, go with us here for a sec. So here's what they're saying. First off, Dow DuPont thinks it's going to become a $1 billion market.
What?
Here's the thought process. Breast milk contains something called human milk oligosaccharide, or HMO, that is great for babies because it helps fight infections and inflammation, helps brain development, and gets good bacteria to the colon. So they're thinking the same thing for adults. Could help with allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, even keeping brains young.
Well, Nick was talking about, I mean, bodybuilders, it's kind of like a notorious bodybuilder thing that, like, they love some
breast
milk.
They go online and, like, women will What? You know, the extra breast milk if you're pumping and whatnot.
Yeah.
They'll put it into a deal and sell it. And bodybuilders will buy it and drink it. That's like a well-known, bodybuilders are all about that stuff.
Yeah. Now, for a sec here, when I was reading this, I thought that I was about to be a millionaire because all I'd have to do is have another baby. I'm a dairy cow. But produce milk like you would not believe. But this is fake. This is like, this is not nearly as gross as it sounds. It is synthetic breast milk. They have found a way to replicate this HMO stuff that seems to be close to as good as the real thing. So are we drinking breast milk or formula? Is this adult?
Basically, isn't that just muscle milk? Like what they already have?
Exactly. I mean, it's so, oh God.
This is adult formula.
I hope it tastes better than breast milk, real breast milk.
You've tried breast milk?
Everybody's
tried breast
milk. That's
not true. God, no.
Raise your hand in this room if you've tried breast milk.
Here's the deal.
And I'm the only one without a child. How is my hand the only one in the air?
Can I tell you, I love my wife. I adore my wife. Even like squirting it onto my wrist, I was like, that's kind of gross. Get it off there. All right, it's warm enough for the baby. Here you go. Like, it's just gross.
Never once.
Liz, no. I am not judging you in any way, but I nursed 4 babies and I never tasted
it. That's mind-blowing to me. That is completely, that you never got high on your own supply with that. But like,
got high on your own supply.
I don't, okay, can I just say really quickly, like, I know the way you'd probably do that is just pump and then take a swig.
Right.
In my head, you're like leaning back and like shooting it up in the air and trying to catch
like
it in your
fountain?
Mouth.
Like a fountain?
Is that not real?
It doesn't shoot.
That doesn't happen that way.
It doesn't have velocity to it.
Yeah, like, because like I've seen when you milk a cow, you can like totally squirt someone from like 8 feet away.
Yeah, you can.
Listen, I don't know how this works.
Your wife has nursed 2 children.
I wasn't there like watching intently to see how this is exactly
but
operating.
Been in, did she ever shoot anything with it?
Like, not that I know.
You're there with a notepad and a pencil. It's like, oh, that's how can
I was always worried.
You got your radar gun? I was scored it. See how fast it can go.
Yeah, I was always worried in the middle of the night. Like, I'd walk in and she's like, hey, could you stay up? It's so late. I need you to stay up while I feed Bailey. And if I was like, honey, I got to work in the morning, I was always worried when I turned my back, she'd shoot me. Like, oh, I got him on his back in his shirt.
Squirt ya.
Gotcha. Like, that's not a thing.
I mean, maybe if you haven't fed the baby in like 3 days.
3 days?
You could get some serious pressure buildup and that could happen. God. Ah. Pew, pew, pew. That is just as comfortable as it sounds. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. I'll stick to trying other people's.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Welcome to our show, Liz.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Welcome here. I think with that segment, Liz is officially part of the show.
Yeah, like 110%.
This is scarier than health class.